If and when Elion returns, he will become a 4-foot-tall deity in a country that officially does not believe in God. His classroom desk, a virtual shrine. The chair, considered sacred, reads untouchable. His home, a 2-bedroom converted garage that has been repainted and improved by the government, is comfortable. Here, he has his own room, a luxury in housing short Cuba. Elion's future here, likely to be the Cuban good life, lived by Communist Party elite with perks like 5 free gallons of gasoline a month for the family. A Cuban tradition called La Haba, the bag, which includes extra rice, beans, cooking oil, and sundries like deodorant, shampoo, razors, and shaving cream. About $15 a month worth of basics. Plus, invitations reserved for the party elite to cultural events, sports, discos, and restaurants. Access to the best medicine. Expensive drugs like heart cures not available to everyone in Cuba. Would all this keep Elion's father loyal to Castro, who escorted him in public, playing with his new son at yesterday's rally? Juan Gonzalez's best friend, Fidel, says not every Cuban wants to live in the United States.
I don't know how they think that everyone wants to leave. I don't think that everyone wants to leave. Some do. The U.S. government has the blame for that. Juan Miguel and Elizabeth never thought of it. I guarantee never had any intentions to leave.